皆さんこんばんは。火曜日夕方6時はラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルの時間です。パーソナリティ大阪学院大学経営学部教授中野保です。世界は広くて京都は深い、そんな思いを京都のセンターから、世界に向けて発信するという番組です。本日のゲストは、アメリカのイリノイ州のエバンストンから来ていただきましたロータリーファンデーション、ロータリー財団の、ビル・リンチさんです。
はい、
こんばんは。 Welcome to Kyoto.
Thank you.
And、my English is not so good, but、let me speak in English.
Absolutely.
And、welcome to Kyoto and、welcome to Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so happy to invite you. So today I'd like to ask you a few questions about the Rotary Foundation.
Sure.
So、last weekend,、you had the opportunity to give a keynote speech.At the Rotary Foundation is an annual conference.
That's right.
So what kind of topic、did you talk?
Well, the event was for the Japan Rotary、yeah. Alumni Association.
I see.
So、especially alumni of、mm-hmm. the Rotary Foundation, meaning、mm-hmm. Rotary Scholars,
I see.、
Rotary Peace Fellows.、Mm-hmm. And so、at that event, there were representatives from alumni associations all around Japan. So、mm-hmm. What I discussed was to...give them some news about the Rotary Foundation and the types of projects that the Rotary Foundation has、mm-hmm. been doing recently, but especially、I wanted to talk about the situation of Rotary scholarships.
I see.、actually, more than 30 years ago, and、I had the opportunity to study the University of Cape Town through the Murasaki no Rotary Club、
okay.
in this district.、that was wonderful.
30 years ago,
right. And after that, I joined the United Nations. Without any Rotary Foundation, I couldn't get the job of the United Nations. So、yeah. I really appreciate the Rotary Foundation.
Well, it's always great to hear those、yeah. types of stories, and、yeah. it's always fascinating for me to hear what types of things、yeah. Rotary scholars are doing now. So、yeah. What I especially wanted to talk about in Kobe was...、Mm-hmm.about the recent scholars that、mm-hmm. Rotary continues to support.
Yeah.
So now,、at the time you studied, it、yeah. was a Rotary Ambassadorial Scholarship.
Rotary Graduate Scholarship.
Right, right.
Yeah, right.、
so now,、Rotary still offers scholarships,、especially in Rotary's areas of focus. So
yeah, what kind of area do you focus?、
Well, there are six areas of focus、mm-hmm. that the Rotary Foundation supports.、peace and conflict resolution、mm-hmm. is the area that has the most scholars、mm-hmm. in Japan、mm-hmm. and also around the world.、
Mm-hmm.
After that, the next highest is economic and community development.、Mm-hmm. There are lots of scholars studying in that、mm-hmm. field.、following that would be...、well, maternal and child health.
I see.
Disease prevention and treatment. Uh-huh.
Polio, this, eradication polio.
Right. I mean, that's a big,
disease. Yeah.
That is a big activity、yeah. of the Rotary Foundation.
Yeah.
So it falls under...
Rotary Foundation activity is like the United Nations.
It's, yeah, it's similar. If you look at the areas of focus,
area,
you can
conflict
see...
Conflict resolution.
Right,
and,
right.
I really like、preventive diplomacy,、mm-hmm. human security, and Sadako Ogata、
right.
promote.And also to reduce the gap between rich and poor.
Right.
Yeah. Economic cooperation. This、mm-hmm. Rotary is, looks like a United Nations.
In some、yeah. ways, it does. And actually, well, Rotary has an event with the United Nations every year. This past weekend、
yeah.
in Geneva, Switzerland,
yeah,
it was Rotary、
right.
Day at the United Nations, if you know. So Rotary does have a history with the United Nations.、
Yeah.
And so it's perhaps not surprising that、yeah. The areas of focus...seems similar to some of the activities that the United Nations
is a kind of a public international organization.
Right.
But Rotary Foundation is a non-governmental organization.
Right.
Nowadays,
right.
non-profit organization, like this radio, or non-NGO is more powerful, I guess. Citizens can participate in that kind of activities.
Right. It plays a different role. And, you know, there are 1.2 million Rotarians around the world.
1.2 million around the world.
And...If we talk about Rotary alumni, these are、mm-hmm. These are people who have benefited.
How many Rotary alumni in particular in Japan?
In Japan, there are... So these are just the alumni that we have records of. But for ambassadorial scholars、mm-hmm. it's, and global grant scholars combined, it's close、mm-hmm. to 5,000.、
Mm-hmm.
Also, Rotary considers former...Rotaract、mm-hmm. members and youth exchange participants、
yeah.
and participants of Rotary's other programs to be alumni too. So if we look at all of those alumni, we have records of about 20,000 Rotary alumni.
We should utilize that kind of Rotary alumni network.
Exactly.
Actually, this year the Rotary District 2650, this area, Kyoto, Shiga, Fukui, Nara Prefecture, it's quite a big one. And there is a first initial conference. I didn't have any intention to participate. Okay. By chance, I participated. And also surprisingly, I want to do something for Rotary because I want to receive money. I want to, but not a donation. I like to involve activity.
Right.
So I was elected to be a vice president. I never expected. And last 30 years, because I was so busy and to stay outside Japan and also teaching university and so on. But now I'm very keen to do something, particularly peace, building or something, preventive diplomacy or activities or peace, and particularly the North Korean issue.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So someone with a long, distinguished career like you involved in Rotary.
Actually, I would like to involve.
Right, and, right.
Maybe since you came to Kyoto, maybe we'd like to have a very strong tie with you.
Right,
and
exactly.
Kyoto is, as you know, one of the charming cities in the world.
It definitely is. Yeah. And, well, that's one of the reasons why I'm here in Japan, is to meet Japanese alumni, to meet with the alumni associations, to establish a stronger bond with us at Rotary International Headquarters in Evanston, so that we're able to support them more. Because, as you said, just like you said, you'd like to give back to Rotary.
Like to give back, Rotary.
Rotary alumni share the same values that Rotary does, and they want to contribute in any way that they can, and we want Rotary, the Rotary members, Rotarians, to also provide that opportunity, because I think with the power of Rotarians and Rotary alumni who have expertise in the areas that Rotary focuses on, Rotary can continue to do and even increase the impact of the projects that Rotary does around the world, which really are amazing. I can't really begin.
Really amazing.
I can't really begin to provide, all the examples that exist. But
so you belong to the Rotary Foundation headquarters in Evanston, Illinois.
That's right.
Do you have this kind of meeting quite often with the Rotary Foundation staff and to exchange views, how to promote and the peace and to promote activity of Rotary?
Yeah, I think the Rotary staff in Evanston is really one of the reasons I love working there. Such a wonderful staff, lots of diverse experiences. I would say that the staff are very committed to the causes that Rotary supports too. I've never worked at a place with such committed staff members too. So, yeah, to answer your question, yes, we often discuss those things, but really, those types of what we do at the Rotary headquarters is really support Rotarians, and in my department especially, we support the alumni and help them stay connected to Rotary. So I think that's really the power of Rotary is in each local area and what projects they're doing, and also the international projects between countries. So we at Evanston, we want to support those types of things. And that's our role, I think.
Think globally, act locally.
Yes.
So that's why the Kyoto is a local, but international place.
Right, right.
So after staying outside Japan for a long time, or working in the United Nations, or Brookings, or university in the United States, so I came back. So, therefore, as kind of Kyoto's local activities and Rotary Fellows, 2650.
Right.
As a vice president, I'd like to keep very close touch to the headquarters of Rotary to exchange a view and so on. Also, sometimes the radio program, sometimes your Rotary staff came to Kyoto. I definitely want to invite you to my radio program.
You're invited to Evanston.
Evanston, so, of course. I'd like to go. Evanston.
So, having this opportunity is really great to come visit you and Rotarians and the Rotary alumni that I've met here in Japan have been so hospitable and so wonderful, and I'd like to continue to support them.
Excellent. So anyway, you came to Kyoto today or yesterday?
I came this morning.
This morning. Right. Did you go to any temple to visit?
Right. I went to, I'm going to forget the name, but Tofukuji.
Tofukuji, I see. Not so far from Kyoto Station.
Not so far, yes, yeah. Right. It was a rainy day, so I wanted to go somewhere
rainy
close.
Day.
Right.
Tomorrow is, I think, good weather is coming. But right. Tomorrow you go to Tokyo?
Right, tomorrow I'm going to Tokyo.
Afternoon or?
In the morning.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's too bad. I've been to Kyoto before, but it's wonderful to be back. Yeah. From tomorrow, I'll visit one of Rotary's international offices is in Tokyo. Yeah.
In case of bad weather in the daytime, and nightlife in Kyoto is really good. So now nightlife in Kyoto is going to start.
Good, so I can enjoy that. That's wonderful. But so also... The rest of my time here, I'll also visit ICU, which is International Christian University. Rotary has one of its Peace Centers.
Peace Fellowship
programs.
It's very good.
At that university. And so I'll be able to visit some of our Peace Fellows and meet them. So that's another example of the type of activities that the Rotary Foundation supports.
Yeah. Also, I like to be involved in the activity in the Peace Fellows, the ICU or something, because I think Sadako Ogata's kind of policy is to create a human security. Mm-hmm. Also, Brookings Institute, Washington, D.C., I was a visiting fellow. Also, that time we were talking about human securities. Mm-hmm. There are four different types of securities, for hegemonic security type, a balance of power and collective security, cooperative security, and human security. I think most important one is the cooperative security and human security without using military power. Mm-hmm. This is my mission. Achieve peace.
So, meaning the role that citizens can play in
Yeah, can play.
In
also, Rotary.
Peace.
Rotary is very, maybe right. Rotary International Rotary Foundation will play a very important role in promoting peace in this region to promote international understanding.
Right. And that I think that's one of the really interesting things about Rotary. Of course, Rotarians are often professionals in their field, and they can do wonderful things.
Different vocationalities.
Yeah, different vocations, but the thing that they share is the principle of service above self. And so, you know, collectively, yes, I think that Rotary has just a very amazing impact. And that's
truth and fair and beneficial and the goodwill, something like that. Four ways of Rotary.
Right, exactly.
When I had opportunity to study in Cape Town and there the district of Cape Town and Namibia, I beat all Rotary clubs.
Yeah,
I gave a speech.
I'm interested in hearing about that experience, really.
I was my English was terrible at that time, but there the also American scholar from Harvard or Columbia's postgraduate. In front of 500 people. My first debut, the English, is to speak in the Rotarian conference, 500 people.
Oh, wow.
I spoke 10 minutes. I completely ran by heart. Next, I was requested to talk. I talk same story, everyone laughing. I memorize. I cannot do any additional.
Maybe we had a similar experience because I came to Kobe and gave a speech in Japanese, but it wasn't in front of 500 people. It was more like 50 or 60 people. But I can sympathize. I couldn't sympathize before, but I. I know that must have been a stressful thing.
We are broadcasting this radio in live.
Right.
Okay. After missing one, maybe you must speak in Japanese, second version.
Hi.
Maybe next week we are going to broadcast your Japanese version.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Yeah.